Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the 10:30 service on Sunday, November 24th, 2019.
Reading comes from Malachi chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Your words have been hard against me, says the Lord. But you say, how have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping his charge or of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escape. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possessions, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between ones who serve God and ones who do not serve him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading comes from Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 through 20. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether throne or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of the cross. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter. There followed Jesus a great multitude of the people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. Turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Who knew no sin that we might become his
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. During my years in the ministry, I have often found myself stationed at the bedside of a church member whose time on this earth is drawing to its close. There have been occasions when a dying saint remains unconscious and passes away quietly and peacefully without so much as a final word. And then, of course, there are those determined individuals who tenaciously hang on to life until they have that opportunity to share some final words with their loved ones and friends before they make that escape through death's door. Having personally witnessed some of these poignant moments, I have wondered to myself, what will my last words be? Will I be given the opportunity to tell my family how much I love them and that I'll be waiting for them in the kingdom of heaven before I peacefully drift off in the sleep of death? Or will I be caught unaware, off guard, working in my office or reclining at home when death claims me? Have you ever thought about that? Now, you've got to admit, it's an interesting question for us all. People are so often remembered for their final words, and most especially when they know that those words will be their final ones. It's really the one chance you have here on earth to say what is truly important. Perhaps you will want to impart some words of wisdom. Perhaps you'll want to share well wishes and love with those you truly care about. In the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, Moses would offer some final words. He had been traveling with the Israelites for 40 years, and he knew that the time of his farewell was drawing close. Moses would not make that final journey with his people into God's promised land. But nevertheless, that didn't stop Moses from speaking some memorable words before God gathered him up to his ancestors. Now, you may not know this, but the entire Old Testament book of Deuteronomy is Moses' farewell sermon. I thought about how can that be summed up in a few short statements? And I turned to the Word of God, where we are told man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of God. To put it in other words, Moses' final words were a reminder to hold firmly to the word of our Lord. Moses was given the task by God to direct his people, those Israelites long ago out in the wilderness, and we as Christians who are here today, we are directed to honor God's law. Now recall, if you will, it was Moses who received the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. And then he recorded them in Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5. And the Ten Commandments that have been given to us leave us with no answer regarding our sin. There's a reason for that. The commandments always have the last word. My dear friends, do you think you don't covet? Do you think you haven't stolen? Do you sincerely, do you really believe you have no other gods? What you and I have is this. We have no words of excuse. We have no words to set ourselves free. We have nothing to say when faced with God's law, other than to confess that what it says of us is absolutely and always true. And like King David long before us, we can say, I have sinned against God and against man. No lie will ever stand. No human excuse or mitigating circumstance will help our case. The soul that sins shall perish. The wages of sin is death. But the law of God, while firm, while true, while in a very important word, is not the final word. Just as Moses did long ago out in the wilderness, I too would direct you in the course of your own wilderness wandering to look to the words and promises of our God. I would direct you to hear his word and remember this day what he has done throughout all of human history to bring about the salvation of his people. And I would urge you to look forward trusting in his promises of that greater salvation which has and is yet to come. Has and is yet to come. God speaks to us about the salvation that has come. And of course, there it is. That leads us to recall Jesus' final words. Well, his final words before his death. The words that are so often a focus of our own Christian meditations. We often recall those seven words that he spoke from the cross. In fact, two of them are found in our gospel reading for today. Jesus declares, "Father, forgive them." And he says, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." You know, entire sermons have been preached on these final words of our Lord. But not just because they are some of his final words, but because they are his words. Because, my friends, we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. But while we're speaking about bread, we might recall some of Jesus' other final words. The words of our Lord's last will and testament. The words of the Lord's Supper, where Jesus says, "Take and eat. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood. This is given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." What Christian can ever hear those words often enough? What Christian can ever receive too often what the Lord Jesus Christ has bequeathed to them for the forgiveness of their sins? What these final words of Jesus express are an ongoing testament and a divine application of the forgiveness that he won for us at Calvary. These words continue to be spoken today in his stead and by his command, as his servants here and throughout the church continue to administer his gifts to his people in his church. Jesus' word of forgiveness is just that. It is the final word on our sin. There's no small print, there are no disclaimers, and there's no taking back that word. There's no chance in hell or in heaven that he will throw your past sins in your face, for those sins are gone. And they have been when he spoke his final word on them. When Jesus said, "It is finished. It's done. It's over. It's the end. The end of sin and guilt and death." Now I know, of course, you and I are going to die. That's true. But death didn't have the final word on Jesus. Therefore, death does not have the final word on you. In his resurrection, he destroyed the power which death had over us. Jesus is the firstborn of the dead, in and by whom we are delivered from its dark and deadly clutches. And yet still in another way, even that isn't the final word that Jesus has for us. On this final Sunday of our church year, Jesus reminds us once again to look forward, to look to the future, to look to that day when he has promised to come again in glory on the clouds of heaven, when he comes to judge the living and the dead, to look forward trusting in his word that he will come to take us back to himself to be with him forever, looking forward to a resurrection like his when we will see him as he is. Yes, we will see him in our flesh and with our own eyes. We will see our God and Savior and Redeemer. How's that for having the final word? You know, in the preparation of my sermons, I look to a variety of sources. Some of them you are familiar with, people with names like Luther or Walther or Melanchthon, some of our church fathers. But you can't really say that John Lennon is typically one of the sources to which I refer, okay? But I do feel compelled to quote his words on this particular day. That beloved and well-known musician once said, "Everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end." Now, suffice to say, this gifted man who imagined a world without religion got some things wrong. But here he was on to something in spite of himself, because everything will be okay in the end. If John had only added these two words, "in Christ," the final word is this: in Christ, everything will be okay in the end. In fact, everything will be just great. We know it for sure. All we need to do is look at some of the final words in the Holy Bible, in which that loud voice from the throne of God speaks to us on that final day, when God himself will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be any mourning or crying or pain, for all these former things have passed away. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is this too good to believe? No, it's not. For this is the word of the Lord. I trust in those final words, and I know that you do as well. And I want you to know this, that no matter what the law may say about your sins, no matter what death may do to you, and no matter what other words are spoken by you or for you or about you, Jesus Christ has the final word. And his word is a word of forgiveness, of life and salvation. His is a word of comfort and of peace, a word of hope, a word for you. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, believe it. Believe it for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Redemption till where your blood was spilled.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.